and welcome to the Day the Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Thursday, the 13th of August, and Day the Dits is your daily slice of Forces life. And on today's episode, we are heading north. We're going to Scotland because our very own Jim Gellatley from BFBS Scotland attended the Lucas Family Day yesterday, and he's on the pod to tell us all about it. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I bet Scotland's very busy right now.
It is. Well, we're based at Dreghorn Barracks in Edinburgh, so it's a hive of activity with the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo on, and we've also got the Festival Fringe.
Oh, wow, that sounds incredible. But I was just thinking, I bet if you live in Edinburgh or in and around Edinburgh, I bet the month of August, it must just be a nightmare to get a parking spot.
Oh, it's absolutely chaotic. The parking is just horrendous. Horrendous.
Oh, I'll bet. So you've been to the Lucas Family Day. Can you tell me a little bit about Lucas? Because I'll tell you something. I don't know Scotland all that well. I've only ever been to the Orkney Islands. I've never even been to, like, mainland Scotland.
You've been to Orkney, but you've not been to the rest of Scotland. That is a weird one. Yeah, Lucas is an interesting one because the army base is called Lucas Station, and the council in Fife were sort of moaning because there's a railway station in Lucas. So that is Lucas Station, but the army base is called Lucas Station as well. But originally it was RAF Lucas, and last year they celebrated 10 years of becoming an army base. And I remember as a kid growing up across the River Tay in Dundee, we'd always hear and see the Lucas air show, which was a massive deal. So the RAF, they moved out. They didn't all move out, though. There's still around about 50 people involved in the airfield. There's RAF regulars, there's reservists, there's civil servants as well. It is an operational airfield 24/7 as well as having the army there. And as a legacy, you know, it's fairly clear it was an RAF base because you've got the runway and you've got the huge hangars, which is always handy for events as well if it does rain. But yesterday it was glorious weather.
Oh, good. Now, was it like your classic military family's day? Was it a good vibe?
It was. They had a fairground. There's a small admission fee, but that got you onto all the rides for free. Ice cream vans. There was a barbecue. Edinburgh Zoo were there as well with a fantastic. They didn't have any animals with them, unfortunately, but they had skulls of various animals, not real skulls, and you had to guess what they were. And it's big news in Scotland at the moment that we've just had a wee baby pygmy hippo, Piper. And there was actually a pygmy hippo skull, which was bigger than I was expecting. But then I've only been seeing pictures of a baby pygmy hippo recently. So we had the zoo there. We had a magician. We had a DJ. Oh, we also had RAF cadets there who had the front of a Harrier that you could get in and into the cockpit, which was good.
Oh, that'd be my selfie opportunity right there. I wouldn't be looking at the animal skulls. No offence to the pygmy hippo. That would freak me out. However, I would be in the cockpit of a plane taking pictures and having, like, my Top Gun moment.
Yeah, 100%. Because the Harrier is such an iconic aircraft as well, and they use that for training. They also had a flight simulator as well, which is quite cool.
Oh, that is epic. That is epic. Now, obviously, we know that events like this are vital to the community. Why do you think that this event in Lucas was so important?
It brings everybody together. And what you've got at Lucas Station is you've got several units. I mentioned you've got the RAF there as well. You've got the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, and you've also got two RIMI there. And the whole event was organised by the welfare officers from two RIMI and from the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, along with the Army Welfare Service, and encouraging people from the wider Lucas community to come along as well. So it wasn't just for military personnel, friends and families. It's a bit wider than that, and vital to engage with that community as well.
And who did you manage to speak to whilst you were there?
Well, I mentioned the unit welfare officers. So there was Captain Jimmy Tynan, who's the unit welfare officer for the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards in Lucas.
The idea behind it all is simply just get to know your neighbour a little bit better. We understand that everyone's lives are busy and everyone's away all the time and working and perhaps working a little bit too hard. Today's the day to try and take a bit of time back to yourselves and give it back to your families.
And all put together by yourself and your REMI, you know, welfare officer colleague, Captain Dave French. How's it all come together?
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks. We've had a lot of people on phone calls calling in favours to various organisations in the local area. We've got a real hard working team here at the Lucas Welfare Station and we've put a lot together. Hopefully that the families will really enjoy.
That's the important thing as well. It's very much a community day, not just the Army community here, but the whole of the Lucas community in Fife.
Yeah, that's really important to us. Obviously, family and friends, they help support soldiers in what we do in a day-to-day in a real tough job. And today's that day to spend a bit of time with them and thank them perhaps personally, as well as get to know your other neighbours who live close by, who are going through similar sort of experiences with their soldiers and their partners too.
What's the role of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards here in Lucas?
So we're a light cavalry unit in the Royal Armoured Corps and we're the Scottish cavalry. So it's really important and we're really proud to be up here in Scotland, up here in Lucas.
And you've got the Scots DG Museum represented here as well with Stuart, the curator. He's got some activities going on in the community centre.
Yeah, history is really important to us. Got plenty of pipers and musicians and stuff that carry on these traditions, as well as his clothing and his dress code. And so bringing back down the boys from the museum, and they're going to show some things to people who perhaps never seen them before.
Now, you mentioned the music, and there is a significant story with the pipes and drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, because you had the number one hit in 1972 with Amazing Grace.
Yeah, we've got some real talented musicians here and the guys are back in the rooms now practicing, because got a big parade coming up soon with the Scots Dragoon Guards 350th birthday, so they're all practicing and preparing for that. So really proud of our music history, got a strong music history, and we're looking to keep that going.
And loads going on today. There's an entrance fee, but the fairground rides are all free after that.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a fee of it's £10 per family, a small contribution, but we've got fairground rounds here, we've got ice cream here, we've got food, we've got music, we've got free activities and all sorts of activities going, so you definitely get your money's worth.
And the cavalrymen really getting behind it.
Yeah, we've got all the troops coming down now, so they're bringing their families here. And like I said, this is a really important day for us. We're busy people. The guys have got a lot of busy work coming up in the coming months and next year as well. It's a very full calendar, so it's important for them to be able to spend that time with their families and show the families what we're all about.
Oh, Jim, he's absolutely right, isn't he, Captain Dewey, there, talking about the fact that, summer in August, there tends to be a bit of stand down activity in the military, and it's always really nice for families to sort of reconnect at these events. And I think it's a really good opportunity for kids as well to see what mummy and daddy do when they go to work. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And kids in Edinburgh and Glasgow be saying, well, hang on. Kids are still off school in Fife. Yeah, the Fife and Highland schools, they don't go back again till next week. The other sort of Central Belt schools, they're back this week. So they've come off later. But a fantastic way to end your school holidays, I reckon.
Absolutely. I'll tell you something. When I was younger, when I first learned about the fact that kids in Scotland in various different places went back to school in August, I remember thinking like, they go back to school early, not thinking that they actually break up earlier than everybody else.
Well, what we hated about it when we were growing up in Scotland was the TV schedules were like the English TV schedules. So the kids' programme started when you were going back to school.
Oh, what a bizarre complaint to have.
Well, yeah, because of the weather so bad, you don't want to be going outside. But
So who else was there?
Well, I met Stuart Kennedy, who's the curator of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards Museum, which is actually at Edinburgh Castle, which is an hour away from Lucas. And I said, well, is that not difficult for you? And then he sort of reminded me that the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, before they moved to Lucas, were in Germany, which is even further from Edinburgh Castle. But a fantastic history. And I've never been to the museum at Edinburgh Castle and certainly want to do that now. He was doing some skills for the kids, making Waterloo-era soldiers out of toilet rolls. It's just fascinating. There's a wee clip, actually, on the BFBS Scotland Instagram and Facebook and sort of covering some of the highlights of the day as well.
And what were your highlights from the day?
It's a tricky one. Yeah.
Impossible question, isn't it?
I just love the fact that it's such a tight unit, a tight community. When you got two sort of big units there that are sort of separate but together, and the welfare centre just really brings everybody together. And that, for me, and the smiling faces and the sunshine, you know, made it all more than worthwhile. You can't beat seeing people having a good time and smiling.
Absolutely. That's what I love about Families Days, is when you look around, everyone's just having a great time. Oh, well, Jim, thank you so much for coming on the pod today. And I've just realised, is this not your first solo stint on Daily Dits? Because last time you had Mr. Mark McKenzie with you.
Oh, it is, yeah. It is, yeah. And apologies for no dad jokes, because Mark's always giving you those. And I know you love them.
Do you know what? As much as I love Mark McKenzie's dad jokes, it's been nice to have a break from them.
Think what it's like working every day with him.
Oh, sounds like a blast in that office. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, I've got a question for you. AI. Do you get it? Have you wrapped your head around it yet? I haven't, to be honest with you. But let me take a moment to tell you about the new AI Skills for Military Partners course that we've got going on here at BFBS. It's a completely free course, it's flexible, and it's an online training program designed specifically for military partners. You can gain practical AI skills in job applications, performing in a professional role, personal admin, and life organization. I need AI to sort my life out. Plus, you'll earn a completion certificate to add to your CV. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, or something that you know somebody else would be interested in, then get yourself over to bfbs.com/sms to find out a bit more. That's bfbs.com/sms. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.